So, a week later, I performed a duet with a colleague of mine, who I mentioned, who is African American. This duet took a completely different approach to the topic, which is also problematic, of course, but the idea was of a conversation between Humphrey dance and a form of African dance, which I already mentioned, and that this could help stimulate dialogue about race as a cultural construct. The performance was quite light in mood, and it involved two dancers interacting in different dance languages, at first as separate entities, and then entering into dialogue with one another. For example, the lights came up on the other dancer, P, and she is downstage performing subtle circular movements with her hips. And to the music of Ayubo Gada, who's a Luo musician. At the beginning of the performance, the two dancers dance in different technique styles, one with curvilinear lines, such as the circular hip movements, and one with sort of long extensions. The dancers move separately at first, and then slowly adapt one another's technique, moving more and more together and ending up eventually in an embrace on the floor. Some of the students viewed us like a sisterhood, while others saw this dance as a compromise between two different cultures. A view of race also entered the discussion. One student said, "It probably would have given me a different view if it was both two people of the same race." When we contrasted the performance to the oppositional dialogue, which characterized the discussion a week before, students said it should have included more conflict and that it did not show enough of the depth of experience required to have an interracial relationship. They thought it should show a period of conflict and struggle, as well as the building of a bond. Now, the contrast between these two performances and their purposes opened up more questions for me. As a person who came of age in North America during the 1990s, when discussions centered around issues of identity politics, I feel frustrated by conversations such as the one that occurred after Tongue Smell Color. I see a need to move beyond oppositional dialogue into more complex discussions. After all, if racism is a culturally learned behavior, then it makes sense that dance, as a reflection of a culture's extension system, can also offer a unique way to extend this topic and challenge it too. As our world is made up of not only of individual experiences, but also of symbols, those symbols found in our gestures, body language, rituals, and dances are a way to view the values of a culture. The difficulty is in talking about dance without imposing cultural biases. Schusterman points out that the idea of form as something knowable and constraining goes back to the time of Plato and Aristotle, whose theories have determined and shaped Western dialogues, Western understandings of form. I would argue further that the primacy of the canon in Western art criticism has also created a context which privileges certain symbology over others, causing critics or audiences generally to see art in categorical terms, such as gay versus straight, African versus European. That is, we function within a context that privileges the heterosexist male gaze, as well as known European constructs of pure form, balance, and meaning. The result is twofold, that the function of difference is often understood to be primary in those artworks whose identity falls outside known categories. And anything which does not use the same reference point is sometimes misunderstood and devalued. These dance conversations showed that dance can stimulate a dialogue about these topics. The problem, as André Grau points out, is that ethnocentric assumptions about the body and systems of body movement are common in dance studies. These assumptions need to be challenged, and live direct comparisons between Western and non-Western traditions could be a useful way to help students look at these constructs of difference. However, as John Blackwell cautioned, when comparing two aesthetics, it is important to use parallel examples, and students will require in-depth knowledge of each dance tradition, and their generalizations about traditions must be tested against a variety of systems and perceptions that people have invented and cultivated.